with somebody in the next
Blog track. Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all, we bought it rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize mine.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy Questo from Marvel Empire, from Accra, Ghana, and I'm chilling with DJ Hev Love.
It's fairy tale on the mat.
You got the juicy, juicy. Your shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juicy. Yeah. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. Your shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Waiting I go talk to impress ya. Got it all planned out, but when I meet you, pressure. I'm writing all about you on my leisure time. What you need, baby, I'm spending every last dime on you. Spend time with you, you make a comp, I know the fist spell, shine the good time. Bend down, make a quench your test. My pillow safe a bone, no sleep if it ain't your chest. I know be dumb, brother. Let me hold you down. Even DJ Khaled said, no, see the best together. Baby, trust me, I know you don't know me, but with your body, I know if it think better. I know I got no right to fucking stalk you, but with the way your body moves, so brother. Even that one said, I know share that. Baby, I just want the juice.
You got the juicy, juicy. Your shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juicy. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. Your shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
And I hope this song gets to you. Don't be cold to me, I already got the flu. I lost my balls like I'm Asian. Your face is kinda Asian. I don't know your name yet, but when I do, please say I do. For this banana, please be my yadu. And you'll be say I did this you, but baby girl,
slow down.
Let me talk to you, make you no worry yourself. Make I walk to you. If you already got a brother, man, just know I want this party. My Samoa dance, Sean. Girl, I want to be your lover, man. You the one to have my kids without the rubber plant, Sean. Don't avoid me, cause I am about to pull out. I'm doing all this for you, no doubt, you don't know me. So it's 026-564-2129.
You
got
the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juicy. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy, juice. Makes me want the juicy, juice. Baby girl, no lie.
You my sunshine, you my daylight. Before born sand, I be daylight. I really want your attention, baby. When I see you walk by, tension, baby. No, say nobody else fine plus you. Girl, I really want to control it. Girl, you know, say I want day plus you. Make you no play game console.
You got the juicy, juicy. The shorty too funny makes me want the juicy, juicy. You don't even have a problem, you know I got the juicy, juicy. Shorty too funny, makes me want the juicy juice. Makes me want the juicy juice. Baby girl, no lie.
Charlie, what's up?
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 find I'm a fine up, Charlie. They show the information.
Yo, 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 CC. I repair again, Charlie. What be new? What be new? I repair. Last one. Hello? Hello?
How we we fuss and fight, we gon' always make it right. It's history with you and me, this shit don't happen overnight. Promising an note to you that I will always keep it true. No matter what we going through, I'm gon' keep on loving you. When you tell me how good we gon' live, when you make it, best believe that I got faith in all that you're saying. Long as we keep our first day on our knees and keep on praying, baby, we will always be. Keep on pushing for us. You got my loyalty and my trust. This energy, this chemistry. Boy, you know I can't get enough. I promise you, you got me in the cup. And if I had to do it again, I wouldn't change a thing. The bad, the path to put that on everything. It's not just a moment, it's more like
T-Pain, I guess I'm in love with them strippers,
yeah. Excuse me, waiter, could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the runs. The way I make it rain, like, what the hell is this done? I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money.
Okay, I'm throwing the paper like litter. Hope she get the picture. We can have an after party long as you bring a friend with you. Yeah, she make it clap like she in church. Slide down the pole head first. I love the way she make it work. Guess she want a new snail purse. Let go.
Let go.
Let me see you drop it down to the floor.
Wanna see your expression when you see that dough. Cause you know I got that cash of days. Some niggas be cashing out, but we been going in since yesterday. And I love it. For a little bit more cash, would you let me touch it? It's a shame how you got all that ass. Girl, you bad, come get it, come pay me a visit. She come out the sky like she fixing the ceiling. Keep going, keep going, I swear that you're killing. Gonna show the whole world just how you be feeling, girl.
I like it when you do your dance. Just keep all that ass moving. Baby, I'ma keep in. Just keep doing what you're doing. I like it when you do that thing. How you make them chicks move. Girl, you the best in this hands down. So tell me what you trying to prove.
Excuse me, waiter, could you bring me 5,000 ones? Cause I'm running through this paper like a nigga got the run. The way I make it rain, like what the hell is this fun? If I'ma blow this money till you're done. But for now, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. You go, the more money gon' keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Give me a reason to keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. The more you go, the more money gon' keep coming.
Cause I'm the underground R&B king.
Thank you. So I typed a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I wanna be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true, but I'm no island. Peninsula maybe, makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussy cat that's in my lap, no looking back, spaceship. Don't come equipped with rear view mirrors, they dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip, I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon, don't do it. Reconsider, read some litter. Sure on the subject, you sure? Fuck it, you know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry, phone to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, man, these girls are smart. Three stacks, these girls are smart. Play your part, play your part.
My bitch a choosy lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the seat like it on top of the cover. Drive a compressor, top notch hold, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country, giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling billions off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. When I say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Fable. We rockin' Russian table. Keep that chiller on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 shit up on my back. $1 million Mac, they need $1 billion bitch. Put my pippin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, this CBU with me. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
Many, many decisions with precision. I pick or make my selection on who I choose to be with. Girl, don't touch my protection. I know you want it to slip, but slipping is something I don't do. Tipping for life. That's like making it rain every month on schedule. Let me tell you, get your parasol umbrella, cause it's gonna get wetter. Better prepare you for the sea support. She's supposed to spend it on that baby, but we see she
does. As Paul McCartney, the lawyers couldn't stop me. Slaughter of them pockets had to tie to a rocker.
Send her into outer space, I know he wish she could. Cause he paying 20K a day, that bitch is eating good. Like an infant on a double D titty, just getting crumped. Cause you miscalculated the next to the last pump.
Dump, dump in the gut, raw from the giddy. Yep, better choose the right one or pick the kitties up.
Oh yeah, True S Radio. It's your man DJ here, man. Coming to you tonight with some hot new music. This is it. And Lady G, it's called Just Know, right here on True West Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Who they? It's Lady G, nigga. Who they? It's Lady G, nigga. Don't play with it.
I'm a buddy, yeah. Just know about mine, yeah. Ain't worried ain't no play pretty. I'm all about my business. Gonna just the mic, I'm on down to 5 feet. I'm the littest in my city. I'm talking about CKD. Miss make you feel me in the building. It's motherfucking lazy. Itty bitty but pretty. Got enough muscle just to cock it back and let it rain. Head scoping in my range. I don't miss, bitch, I spent your brain. Money on my mind. It's real and it's battlefield. I'm guaranteed to get mine. Fuck how you feel. I stack my paper like a mountain. Using God as my shield. I kill them softly with my lyrics. You don't wanna be a victim. I'm too consistent with this hustle down, bitch.
Just know about mine. Killers with me, we be at it, we be real. Ain't beefing with no nil, but if you want it, come get it. I know you hate the way I move, bitch, I be thugging for real. So fuck a bitch, nigga named Bravo, bitch, I'm at you, bitch, for real. You better chill, talk in that cup, like, bitch, I'm with it for real. But ask my baby mama, nigga, cause I conceal the deal. This shit real, I don't play about my family, nigga. I know you said what you said, but if you with that, my liver. You said that you was well known, but don't nobody know you, nigga. Bitch, you talking to the devil, bitch, I'm taking souls from you. Never break them, no problem.
Show me,
yeah.
You
know I play with
the
things and I'm a bussy, yeah. Bitch, I'm a bussy.
Up out of
there.
Ain't nothing but against the party. Oh, shit. You done fucked up, man. You done put two of America's most wanted in the same motherfucking place at the same motherfucking time. Y'all niggas about to feel this. Break out the champagne glasses and motherfucking condoms. Have one on us, alright? Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture. Bomber hoochies with precision. My intentions to get richer with that and double OP. Dog, my fucking homie, you the cold ass nigga on the mall.
Showing up. I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. 3-2 is all that's on the nigga's mind. But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'ma get smart and get the sense of this shit. And put together a million march for some gangster shit.
So now they got a place. Two multi-millionaire motherfuckers catch a case. Bitches get ready for the throwdown. The shit's about to go down. Fuck me and Snoop about to clash. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on these stool pigeons. You might be deep in this game, but you got the rules missing. Niggas be acting like you savage. They out forget the cabbage. I got nothing but love for my niggas living life.
I got a pit named P. She nigga Reno. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think I got a black Beamer, but my dream is to own a fly casino like Bugsy Siegel and do it all illegal and get scooped up by the little homie in the Regal. It feel good to you, baby bubba. You see, this is for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Now follow as we ride, motherfucker. The rest two of the best from the west side, and I can make you famous. Niggas been dying for years, so how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop bailing me, motherfucking G's. If you got a better another woman, two of them ever smoke one.
About the way it is, you see we live by the gun, so we die by the gun.
Tell me not to roll with my Glock, so now I got a throw wave floating in the
Arkansas. It's around an area. Get on down to 301 South Haven Street. Plus the Shine Car Wash.
With another hot record,
Julia Monroe,
superstar.
We jumping out the court and heading to the court. Let's get it. We bout the ball, I know I feel it in my soul. Yeah. Universal, yeah, my team, we on the move, let's go. We posted in the road, the bookie.
The song feature on the AI
currently
Go.
Currently playing
90.1
on
Murder One
DJ CMC
at Coalition Ambush Radio.
And all over the
Follow
world.
Follow Julia Monroe on Instagram at Julia
and check
Monroe.
Check out the website,
JuliaMonroe.com.
Julia Monroe
is heating up out there.
The hip hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
It's Tiger Young Money Zone.
It's the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, True West Radio. What's happening, man? Yeah, it's Change Your Heart Day, baby. Right here on the truth with your boy, you know what I'm saying? I got Missy everywhere. And yeah, good, man. You can show off a little early today. We usually don't drunk conversation about 1:45, but hey, I got my people with me. What's up, y'all?
I'm just chilling.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Sweet
pea. What's up, everybody?
Do we have Julia Monroe in the house?
How everybody doing?
Howdy.
I just got off work.
Y'all off? You just got work?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't work my partner too hard today to death. You got to get some coins rolled tonight.
Welcome, everybody.
I tried to find that video you sent me. I don't see it no more.
I tagged you in it.
Oh, you did tag me. I was looking forward to my message.
Mm-hmm. So what else y'all got going on? Did anybody hear me?
Can
I hear
you?
No, I can hear
my
you.
Bad.
I was
okay.
Trying to see if you can hear me.
I had some fish in my
mouth. I can hear you now.
Okay, yeah.
Well,
okay,
like,
I was making sure,
but
I thought I was having some technical difficulties.
No, it's mine. For whatever reason, the Wi-Fi don't work all over the house like that. So.
Oh.
I literally got to pick a sweet spot. I was saying that at first because it was just a double entendre for me working out of my house. Because, you know, like my spot.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to pick a corner and sit there right now.
Yeah.
I was looking at that. They just had another school shooting day in Cali.
Oh, wow.
So what was about that?
Cali
been going off the last 2 days.
Huh?
Cali or Vegas?
That's what I meant, Vegas. All the same. But no, it ain't the same. Yeah, Vegas. I think it was at a high school, but when that boy started talking, he said it was a college, huh?
Yeah, University of Las Vegas.
Wow. Was that the
same thing? I got a $5 sleep joint.
Could be
16
years old and one did that?
I guess they say he's dead, whoever it is.
Yeah, but I think he's 16 years old.
I got a $5 sleep jar. If you fall asleep on the True West, then you got to put $5 in the jar.
Well,
and if you
snore,
that's gonna be $10.
$5 each snore. I said it. $5 for each snore.
No, $25 if you snore loud.
Every inhale.
Hell, love, you might as well pay it for.
See, y'all keep talking about my man. He ain't here to defend himself, man. Y'all don't do that. That ain't pretty.
That's why I put y'all on mute when I be tired.
I be on mute, too. Tired? I be tired, too, shit. I don't know.
That medicine be whooping my ass. My sister just asked me, say, you sleepy? I said, hell no. I said, pill.
That's what's up.
I'm
trying to line up. I got us some guests lined up. So we going to have some guests to sit on the show here soon.
Did you put it on Facebook?
They're all on Facebook on my page, and I'll put it up just as soon as I go ahead and make the connections and set everything up. But I just know we got some people that's coming, you know what I'm saying, ready to jump in the sauce and do a thing with us. So we're going to try to take care of you folks, because that's what this station is for, the purpose of it, you know what I'm saying, and then you not doing it, that's what we doing. So we gonna do it, you know? We gotta get back to it. So if you hit you in your inbox and then you know what I'm saying, come jump on board, y'all better let me jump on board, cause then what? The thing is, we is just getting weak. And I don't know if I'm gonna fall down in the middle of the street.
So have you been using the page for the radio station page?
You know, actually, I forgot all about that page. I'm not lying. And you just talked about that the other week. So I got to do better and start back on the page.
Yeah, make sure you tag the artist. I usually post it
on page when I'm doing something special. But mostly I just shout out to, you know, Wednesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays and Sundays and Mondays and Tuesdays, you know. If ain't nothing special going on, I know we gonna be here and we gonna do our thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know. I can't hear shit. Oh, yeah.
We hear you.
Huh?
I hear you.
No, I was trying to see if I could hear my background music. You know, I've been accused of having it too loud. It's not heavy. That's why people can't hear it. So I tried to tone it down a little bit tonight. You know.
Mhm.
I just don't like dead air.
I know. I don't really care for that either. I can hear it though. It's just really low, which is cool.
Okay, I can tell. Cause me, in my mind, I don't make something else anyway. We on to the next one. You know what I'm saying?
But and yeah, I'm gonna have to wait till I get this new phone to fix it up. But I was going to say, you can go in there and add the new phone number and the website and everything. I can't see if Julia on it as an admin or who is the admin or who ain't. It's still under my page, so I might still be on there. I don't really know.
Okay.
But I saw people were sending messages and stuff like that, but... I mean, you know, just be honest with y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what's going on or what's up, you know, because the actual name of the company belongs to somebody else. So I don't be trying to step outside of boundaries or nothing like that. So I just made the page.
Well, you,
and I put it up there.
You as an admin who made the page, you were given that opportunity years ago when you made that page up. So, you know, you have every right, just like everybody else that's on this station, have a right to express your opinion, to, you know, if you want to schedule somebody, all you got to do is call me and tell me you got such, you know
right.
what I'm saying? And we're working out to get them in there if somebody that want to get in. We don't even want to leave nobody left out. So if at any time anybody that's a part of this station that looks at the page, see someone that wants to be a part of what we got going on, by all means, you know what I'm saying? Get the information, pass it on. Make sure they send, you know, when you talk to them, make sure they send MP3s in so that we can get the music downloaded and uploaded to the system at a speedy manner, you know what I'm saying? I tell everybody, don't send me no link. Because if you send me a link, I'm going to put some bread around it. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
so, you know
people
what I'm saying?
Be tripping with this.
Yeah, so it ain't no shame nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We are here together to flourish in our parts to do what we all came to do. So that's just the mean, you know, the basis of what it is. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, if anybody got something that they want to discuss or something about something, bring it to our attention. We'll set up a meeting where we all can have a meeting together. You know, I didn't do that. I said Saturdays, but I didn't do that last Saturday because I know it's such an early part of the game. And so it's the situation is still sinking in. So, you know, we going to actually get everybody, you know, get their panties out of the ward and everything, you know. We all gonna sit there and talk like grown men and women to see how we can advance to progress. And that's what I'm at with, you know. I like the work that everybody puts in and does. You know, it shows a great it's great gratitude. I appreciate it. You know, because even though I do, this is all I do every day is for the radio station to come on, but it's countless hours before the show come on that I have to prepare for. You know, as far as reaching out to guests and finding new artists and trying to schedule them according to their schedule, you know. So, it's going to be all right. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow night. We're supposed to have our special guest tomorrow night. I get some information by 3 o'clock, so I'll pass some information. Anytime between 3 and 6, y'all get it. And I'll let everybody know who's going to be on in the situation of what it is. And we'll go from there, you know. You know, just that type of stuff is going on. You know, we're taking quick submissions now, too. So we get you tonight, get your information in tonight. You'll get a phone call within 24 hours.
Right.
We'll say that. Between 24 and 72 hours, you will call. Someone will contact you and get you in this thing, you know. And I'm going to say it here, too. Cause everybody always asks me, how many listeners you got? How many listeners you got? You know what I tell them? I'm an international DJ. We worldwide, baby.
We are.
I'm international. Y'all international in y'all fields. We've all dealt with that with people around the globe at some point in time, and even currently. So there's no limit to how many people are listening.
Yeah, when they ask you that,
me how many countries are tuned in. Do that.
Yeah, when they ask you that, you ask them how many licks does it take to get to the center of your tootsie pop. I bet she won't say it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's
no
real funny. But I told you, I quit fooling with a lot of artists and a lot of people just all together because I don't understand what it is with this. People think that everybody think that they supposed to get money except the person who put in the work, the person who call around and get the interviews, the person who call to other countries and spending their own money and, you know, like he said, lining that stuff up on the thing. That takes a while. Sometimes the network can crash and you line the show all the way back up again. And if you do more than one show, you have to line all the shows up. In certain programs, you have to put the music in each time you do a show, you know. So it's really a lot of work that go with it. And everybody, especially the artists, they think that they're supposed to pay some. But it's like, I'm not charging you for this interview. People listening to you in France, listening to you in Africa and all over the United States, you know, because the people that you're talking to are all over the United States. But I'm not charging you for that. But you think I'm supposed to pay you for what? Who you? Don't nobody know you.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because guess what? Back in the 80s and 90s, artists went on what's called a promo tour. When they signed the deal, their contract made them have to go on a promo tour. They didn't get paid to get on stage. They just got food and hotel accommodations and travel. So they went out there and did that promo tour, and that was part of their contract. They didn't have no choice. So these artists these days are lucky that half of them don't go on a promo tour. They just go and start doing, tit-for-tat shows until they get onto a major market. So they are blessed, but managing these artists these days, they think that you got to put a chain on their neck and they're going to get $1 million deal and they ain't got 10,000 followers. Don't work that way.
Yeah, it's tacky and it's ungrateful. You think you're not supposed to hustle for the people to know who you are. Everybody, people know, you just not just gonna know who you are. It take a lot of work, you know. Just like you hustling for that, I'm hustling for that too. Cause I started from nothing, you know, like everybody else started from nothing. And to be honest, people got on my bad side with this a long time ago, you know. So I get in where I fit in and I support, but I'm not necessarily trying to make a name for myself out of it. I'd rather it be fun and for the love of music, because people was really pissing me off to the point where I didn't really want to do it at all, you know? So I don't want to be like that.
Well, you can't let them what you call, because I used to have artists come to my house. Confetti, he was one of the ones, he wasn't an artist to come to my house to see my studio. He just happened to come by, introduce himself with Buddha. But I had artists come by to see my studio. Oh, man. And they started trying to grab my microphone. I say, put that down. Oh, man, I'm trying to get in the booth. I say, you got $300 in your pocket? And when they say, no, man, I say, well, put that mic down. So you got $300 in your pocket. We'll go ahead and record right now. I'll make your beat right now, mix and master right now, $300. I ain't got it. I say, all right, then. I say, all this stuff you see in this room, that costs money. My electricity costs money. So if you ain't got no money to spend with me, then you ain't serious about no career. And ain't nobody going to finance no rapper. Nobody. You can't get a big homie and no dope dealer right now to finance no rapper.
No, no.
They might last 1 month, might last 10 minutes, or might last forever. But they ain't going to take that risk. They'd rather throw $60,000 at the strip club on a stripper named Bambi than sit up there and give you $60,000 to call yourself yip-yapping on the mic. That just...
And that same dope boy is going to be trying to be like, when you going to let me come on stage with you? Let me watch your back. I got you. So that's why you got to watch out for yourself.
No, they're going to make you say, I'm going to get all your money, your publishing money, your show money. I'm going to get everything off you, T-shirt money. I'm going to get all that. And he's just going to be the difference between him and the record label. His record label is legal and he is illegal. But he going to get all the money. He ain't going to sit up there and let you think he's going to go get money and jewelry, and he just going to get his $60,000 back. Uh-uh. That's a lot of New York rappers, that's what happened. They had big homies that were really out there in the streets. They put them on, spent the money, and then when it came back to it, it's like, oh, you owe what's his name? Yeah, you only put $200,000 up, yeah, but you owe them $3 million. You see, if you didn't pay, they go in there and kick your doors in and kidnap your family till you pay. You be calling Def Jam, I need $2 million right quick. You know, so that's the only deal these artists
yeah,
they got to call for the wall. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to understand, but that's the way it is, you know what I'm saying? We're going to jump to a couple of songs right quick, pay a few more bills, and we'll be back with more of this channel. We got Trulia Monroe, Mr. Everywhere in the building, and more to come. Don't turn that dial, baby. It's True West Radio. You have Big E.T. Raw and the Goddess, the Ghost.
I know they said I wouldn't make it, but I made it. So tired of being patient, time wasted, but I waited. Through all the rain, the pain, the shame, the games, and all the hatred. No, you ain't gotta say it, but I know that I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest. Dedicated to the ones that passed away, the ones that's doing time and all the ones that's here today. I know it's been a struggle, I don't know what else to say. Granny always told me, baby, all you gotta do is pray. So I'm praying for the real fathers and the single mothers who know their best but forced to raise their children in the gutter. And cause of care, they take and separate sisters and brothers and place them in a home to go be mistreated by others. Look at all these homeless bums, have these faces bitches, belittled and neglected by a country they protected. I'm speaking from the heart and I can feel it in my soul. And shout out Carol Wayne, the greatest story ever told. Every child that lost a parent, every parent that lost a child. Been through it all, but still somehow you try to keep a smile. I hear the streets crying out, how can we ignore them? And since that's where I'm from, I have no problem speaking for them. I know they said I wouldn't make it, but I made it. So tired of being patient, time wasted, but I waited. Through all the rain, the pain, the shame, the games, and all the hatred. No, you ain't gotta say it, but I know that I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm the greatest, I'm the greatest.
Times are hard, your heart is scarred from all the hatred, the faking, the breaking your back. At night you cry yourself to sleep, but joy comes in the morning, baby, go away. Cause you gon' see that he'll be your everything. He'll give you strength, he'll never leave you. So try your eyes, this is your time, baby, gone and shine. Like the diamond that you are, shut your crown cause you're a star. No matter what they say, you know that you are.
Show me, baby. Show me a little something. Yes, come on, girl. I keep it on the under. Girl, she my super queen. So my friend,
I have the chance to be here, the queen such as you, explore the many things we have in common. Girl, like the freak in you. I remember incidents when we were up against the wall, kissing my hand, making you stand tall. I should mention about the love you present. I love to feel your body, baby, when you're rub against my face, baby.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. All right now, now.
Hold it, hold it.
Everybody got no call me Vito.
You know, sometimes we don't want a relationship. We want a is what it is when it is type thing. You know what I mean? Now, fellas, you can't get mad when the ladies want a is what it is when it is. You just gotta be honest. Well, I'ma be honest. Your body is a bank. I'm about to rob it. All your diamonds and pearls, I'm gonna find it. Put your hand behind your head and spread your legs. I'm gonna use some detector to find a hidden treasure. Don't be scared, it'll be alright. I'm getting in, getting out like Bunny and Clyde. This ain't no crime.
They know we the trillest. We got the key, we got the ticket. Still not a fashion show, don't get twisted. One wrong move, get to knock that senses. I ain't good, we sent them legit. Go by the motto forever and silly. Grind by ends like we lost our beginnings. Since 1989, I've been established in the hood. 16,000 block, go Ridge Lane, get that overstood. Ridge Gate 1, I'm well known for the beats and knocking your trunk. Overall nice nigga, never ever try to play me for a pump. We big business like mouse of the south. Loyalty over the son of the south. We keep it 100 and down for the cause. Always on go, we don't ever pause. Don't wreck shit, call me D-Man. Not a hot boy, but I'm a big flame. Got my bag of chips, call me Mr. Lake. Keep it hoover blues like Rowan B-Ray. We standing tall through whatever. Long live T. Kelly forever. Everybody still screaming out, hell yeah, for you, we riding together. We all got each other, no selfish hands, rising to the top level. I'm on valuable time, if you ain't know, just check the diamonds in my bezel. Still go by the G-code, you ain't gon' catch me on no paperwork. I don't know nothing, I don't see nothing, everything come with me under dirt. I ain't spitting no cap, just really y'all facts, I live by every word. Never had no ops, fuck unnecessary drama, that shit for the bird. I'm beyond blessed and I thank God for keeping me here to the day. When them doors open up to greater goods, I'm going through them doing a race. Way, way back up in the day, remember the first hit that I made?
What was it?
Mo City, my hood, on definition of a great tape. I'm
Still the same old Trey. I got Big Mac and cheese waves. I'm a little nigga, but I'm a big nigga. Name ringing bells out the gate. Intimidation touched quite a few, so I've been used to the hate. I'm coming to taking all the shit I see and want. That's a spondylate. Talk up who the best. That's an okay bet. Punch you to the moat. We don't settle for less. Turning our passion into paycheck. Jump fly. I got like double fresh. Hot music globe. I got sound my great. Hustle steady beating blocks die. Free everybody that's doing time. Pull up the lines and fuck the body pie. I set you nothing less than legendary. Feel nothing but God. We don't move scary daily. Multi-million-dollar missions and play. Y'all funny with the money, but your dreams carry. Having living color. Let me show you something. Actions out in the world. Fuck all the bumping. Through you know it's a trap. Fam got it jumping. Already got first to be steady running. You wanna know who hot? Let's talk about Mo Block.
Okay.
DMG 100, Mo Block.
What?
Bang Gang, Mo Block. Yeah,
hey.
Younger the Game, Mo Block. Yeah,
hey.
DMB, Mo Block.
Freaky
yeah, the city know we
Mo.
Rock.
Mo.
Mo Block
they
on
know.
Top.
They
let's
know.
Talk about Mo Block. We in mash mode nonstop. Hatin' ass motherfuckers talking about we ain't H Tiny to stop.
Yeah.
We been here, we been on. Yeah, we the ones that's hot.
Yeah, we
let's
ones.
Talk about Mo Block. Let's talk about Mo Block.
Hey. Big Mo Block business.
Lamborghini Mercy. Don't keep me
but hip hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip hop.
Hit the club. All the hip hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get 'em.
Oh yeah, that's right, We back up in this thing, ain't we? True Radio, Trulia Monroe, Mr. Everywhere, and Sweet Pea, what's happening?
Yes, sir. That was a nice little set right there. I liked it there.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a little something.
Oh, even that fantasy, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, a little something different, you know what I'm saying?
That other one made me wish I wish I had a line dance to go with that one. That's what I told my sister. I like that one.
Oh, that Coochie Bandit?
Mm-hmm. That was nice.
Yeah, that's Mr. Forte, Jack Forte.
I'm like Boots. I'm finna sue him because I was the original Coochie Bandit. He stole my
lid. Lord have mercy. We've got controversy, people.
And then that man that stole. That man that stole all the man lyrics, and y'all mad at the man. That boy, he ain't said he ain't about the beat. He said, you ain't pay him for his lyrics. And you know you didn't.
Yeah, Bootsy brother just called him out, said that he stole everybody's music on his mixtape and he didn't pay. He just said that on TV. I said, wow.
That's a mixtape. It's not a single. They wasn't even released like that as official songs and shit. That ain't the same damn thing because no stealings
he
and all that stuff is a mixtape.
Yeah, but he was selling it. That's the deal. You selling it. Oh, wow.
But you know what? I say he got enough paperwork for them to go back and put all of that stuff in. He had the right kind of license where he could have did that and the people still got paid for it. Now, do Rod Wave have the license that Julia got where everybody's still getting their stuff? Because it don't seem like he do.
Well, the deal is, that's not Boosie don't own that song, so he's not going to get it. Atlantic Records would have to sue Rod Wave. If you don't own publishing, you can sue all day, and the judge going to laugh at you and say you don't own this. They don't care what you wrote on paper. You don't own publishing. That's a wrap.
He's still owing for his lyrics.
Now, if you don't own the publishing on that, when that stuff says publishing, it's just not the beat, it's everything. When they do that publishing, then that's it. When you sign your publishing away, you giving away all your rights. That's like you signing your kids away to your mama. And then you saying, oh, that's my kids. They're going to say, well, you see this document right here? You signed it. You're giving all rights to your mom. That's the music business. At Suge Knight, all his albums said Suge Knight Publishing on, so Snoop didn't get nothing until he bought Death Row back. That's the game. They give you a lump sum and then take some. They know your publishing going to be worth more when you're playing on the radio. It's going to be worth more than what they give you on a record deal.
So he don't get his royalties, though?
If you own the publishing, every time you play it on the radio or streaming, you don't get a penny. You just get show money. So that's why when they said on Five Heartbeats, I need to talk to you about my royalties, Big Red owned all of it. So they weren't getting no royalties. That's how the record labels get over on you. They say, okay, sign here. We're going to use your name and likeness. Nobody
no,
else can use
this is
CDP.
My question. My question is, if he uses a beat and makes a song, and somebody else makes the same song and use those lyrics, do you not get credit as a songwriter? Are you not still a writer of a new song?
Okay, here's
using
an
old beat.
Once you go in and sell your publishing, you're selling your writer's share of your publishing, right? And then what they do with a producer, they're going to either do one or two deals. They're going to cash him out, or they're going to say, we're going to buy your publishing share off of you, plus give you some points off every so many thousand records that you sell. So that's basically what happens. The producer and the artist, they normally sell their shares to the label, you see? So the label wins because they're like, now we ain't got to sit up there and keep on cutting them checks every 90 days off of this publishing when it's played on the radio. So if your song does real good on streaming and does real good on the radio and they gave you a $1 million two-album deal, well, guess what? And the record company owns the publishing for them two albums, guess what? Both of them two albums you done gave away. Are you going to get a show money? And then off of record sales, you're going to get 15% off record sales. But all publishing,
so
you're going to get
So is everybody
one.
Still doing that? Because everybody can't still be doing music business like that. Because if they are, that's why it ain't no music business right now then. That would make sense of why ain't no...
If a label showed up and knocked on the door and told Connoisseur Chris, we got $1 million right here.
Hell no.
And you
we
Chris
have been
ain't
there.
Never seen $1 million cash. Ain't never made love on the bed of $1 million cash. You going to tell Chris, hey, man, don't worry about that. It's going to be $2 million coming up on the door.
Yeah, I'm going to tell him, hell no, don't worry about no $400,000, $300,000. Because $1 million ain't what you going to get. I've been paying attention.
Well, you got to realize a guy from
I'm
the hood.
I'm not ignorant. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
I'm not an idiot.
But see, a guy from
ain't
the hood who ain't never seen. Go ahead.
I'm going to say another thing. I'm not a rich person or nothing, but I don't have, like, a broke-ass family. It's come from a time when, you know, middle-class people still did good. Like, my family is, like, scientists and shit like that and people that work at plants and my mama a nurse and all that. So, no, that ain't going to excite me if you show me that. No, hell no. Now, you come maybe 5, 6, 7, 8, something that's going to still have something. Once you put the taxes out and you pay the lawyers and you pay everybody and then you pay your taxes, maybe if you still got some million left, okay, maybe, you know.
Well, let me show you what man been doing in Arkansas in quality control. They've been in Arkansas signing people with $50,000 and $75,000 in a $20,000 chain. And guess what they're doing? All these young boys in poor Arkansas ain't never seen $8,000 until they counted it with their girls' income tax money. So $50,000 to go buy a Hellcat charger is way more than enough to lure them. So what are they doing?
Yeah.
Signing.
Yeah.
So
see, that's the average person.
Not even million.
And that's the person. That's the average person. Person who don't study nothing or don't know what they're doing. That's the person who's gonna regret that. A person in 3 or 4 years, they're gonna be so depressed that they're gonna be all kind of drugs, and they got gonna do music, want to do music no more, and all that. It's because they don't study. They don't know what they're getting into. It's like with any business.
Yeah, Babyface sold his first two albums he gave away when he signed his record deal. He gave him his first two albums. He was just getting in the game. When you just getting in the game, you don't know. Ice Cube, all them, they don't know. They got to learn as they go. They get screwed their first couple of times. And then they get it
mm-hmm.
right. You know, you got lawyers that work
yeah,
for the record
company.
Yeah, but
see, if you a person that's, if you my age and you Chris age and everybody age and you've been watching that and you go through the same thing, you're just a fool. If you've been here long
right.
enough to see all of this, you just a damn fool, you know? Really. We just got, and lately, like, I could literally go on and go sell candles, and I can get famous for selling candles, and then I can release a song and sell money off the song because people know me for selling. It's not like it used to be. So if people do it like that, that's just something on them. But that's why I said if Rod Wave had the same thing that Juliet have, he wouldn't even be hearing nothing about this because people would be getting paid off their stuff and it would be logged as theirs and it wouldn't be nothing else. You're going to have to go through whatever you go through with your label and your publisher and your lawyers and all that. You can't bring it back to the artist. But he
well,
put himself in a position because Boosie ain't the only one who, you know, music he took from.
Now, here's how the business side of things go. A lot of artists don't write their own lyrics. They got a guy from New Jersey, a guy from Houston, Texas, is writing lyrics for a guy from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who they never met before. But the labels will say, we need you to write these songs like Gilly the Kid did for Lil Wayne. Okay, he's from Philadelphia, Lil Wayne from New Orleans. So write it in the way that he would rap it. And they write the song. So people would sit up there and go and look up, oh, I'm going to get Boosie's lyrics and write them and have them sing write it, sing rap it. Instead of rap it, he's going to sing rap it and give it to Nelly. Nelly ain't knowing. He ain't studied every last one of Boosie's songs. He just got it from the songwriter. So the songwriter gives
mm-hmm.
him the song boom. That's what happened with Glorilla. Glorilla, she didn't know the hit kid done sampled that song from a guy from New Orleans in 1994. They just thought, oh, I got a hit. That's a tight beat. He sampled that whole track from the guy in New Orleans. So when it came out, Yo Gotti didn't know that. He signs her, and then they say, wait a minute. One, hit kid had already sold it to somebody for $50,000. Yo Gotti had to buy it back, and then he turned around and got sued on that. Plus, the Tomorrow beat is a sample. So both of them songs got sued. Yo Gotti ain't knowing because he wasn't in the studio to listen to the old So now he's like, damn,
right?
Y'all caught me in a legal limbo. And it can happen. You got to look at, remember that song, Snap? I Got the Power. It's getting kind of hectic.
Uh-huh.
And then the other one, the CNC Music Factory, I Got the Power. Two different companies had the same beat. It's getting kind of hectic. Two different companies had it. The producer sold the beat twice. Same way with Plies. Plies did that twice. He did that with I See You Whining and Grinding Up on That Pole. Snoop Dogg and Akon had that beat. Then turn around and guess what? The other hit song. I want to make you scream, baby. All I want to do is... And then what did Trick Daddy and Jaheim do? What do you say? If we're going to touch tonight, you're getting rock hard. Oh, my Lord. The same song. But, see, the artists don't know that. And then they still come out, and they're like, well, wait a minute. But the producer be done double-dip. He'll be done sold the track twice. So that's why you want an exclusive beat. To all listeners, because you buy a lease beat, Connoisseur Chris rap on it. I can let Hev Love rap on it, Paul Wall rap on it, Jay-Z rap on it, whoever had the hell of a song will be on the radio. The rest won't get snatched off. So you got to know the business. You got to know the business. If you got exclusive and it says exclusive and somebody else comes up with that beat, you can sue them for everything that you got they want and then some, and that producer's going to have to pay. Because he said exclusive. But he said non-exclusive or a lease. Then you don't have the rights to that song. You got the rights to perform and rap to it, but the rights to it, that's why labels say, do you got the exclusive rights? And if you like, no, they're like, well, we don't want to put that out because if Jay-Z and Beyonce get on that same track, yours is coming off the radio. They're not going to listen to yours no more. They're going to listen to Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, I'm thinking Rod Wave probably had writers write those songs.
I don't know. I can't say that for sure because I know it's another guy, OTV Fastlane. He from Texas, and he did a lot of remakes. And his remakes are valid, though. I like them or whatever. And he got permission to do them, you know, because nobody came for him. Everybody needs to think about that when they doing these remakes, especially if you're going to do it as a single. You just ain't going to get paid for it. You'll blow up probably, but you ain't going to get paid. So, you know, you got to make a decision. Which one, what's more important to you? Especially when a song been sampled so many times, there's really nothing left for nobody else. Like, it's kind of crazy, some of them.
One of them songs that he stole from was Kirk Franklin, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. I thought that was the other dude. What's his name?
It's three of
Luke
them.
Luke Nasty dude.
I'm gonna have to find it for you. I think it's one of Kirk Franklin's songs too, word for word. I'm crazy.
Mm-mm. Well, I know he took the Dougie and made us in.
Well,
but it basically sounds like he just.
Drake did it on his first whole album.
Oh, Drake is the king of bite.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is an imitation. He's Stonian.
Mm-hmm.
A great value. He's Stonian shit.
Imitation. He's Stonian.
That nigga straight great value. It's good enough, but it's not that. It's not it.
Yeah, he just
I had some friends in my head, a Drake old better bad word.
He just co-signed by Houston. Since his dad lives in Memphis, he's co-signed by Memphis. So that's all that is with Drake.
Yeah.
See, Drake was smart enough.
He
let
him drop his own
car
over there. I know that too.
He was smart enough to cut a lot in to where they put him on into somebody else. That Rap-A-Lot is not totally over him. See, he's smart enough for that. I respect Drake a whole lot because Drake is one of the only people I can say who went through them that's actually rich right now.
Yeah, that's because he didn't put no projects out with Rap-A-Lot. Jazz Prince was just a co-manager. And the other guy sold him out to Lil Wayne. So that's why Jay Prince was mad. He's like, hey, y'all owe us over here cash money, owes us money. But the other guy was the majority investor of Drake. Jazz Prince and his other friend founded him, but the other guy had all the money put up for Drake. And it was just like Jazz Prince just, you know, probably found the club with the other guy who had the money and Prince been on Drake. So once he did that, just like how they did with Hit Kid. Hit Kid did that song with Glorilla. He didn't think it was going to blow up. He sold it for $50,000. Like, yeah, I'm rich now. And then it blows up. And then it's like, huh? Oh, she got signed. And then she got mad because when she found out that song wasn't hers, she didn't have no publishing because everything was sold over. It's like, damn, you mean I ain't getting no money off fuck nigga free? Nope. And then Yo Gotti wants the song, so now Yo Gotti got to go spend out $1 million to go buy the song back and then turn back around and then get sued, and then like, now I got to pay this lawsuit for this man off all the money we made off the song. So he got double whammy.
Well,
and I don't even
I'll
know how he's going to get it.
Yeah, I feel like that's the artist's fault to a certain extent, because, you know, how do you really just not know music like that at all? Like, you got to know something, because I can hear these songs, and I'm starting to, I can hear the samples in a song. It was some other song that played the other day, and I told them what the sample was in it.
But see, you're a music head. See, I've been DJing. I grew up on the 60s music, 70s music, 80s music, 90s, 2000s, you know. So by me being a music head, I can be like, hey, man, you know who that is? That's 1969. That's Curtis Mayfield. And they like, huh? No, it ain't. And then I play the record. They, oh, man, it is. It just sped up. I'm like,
that's
yep.
What I'm saying. Now you go sample a song that's already a sample, and they don't even know that shit. Anybody getting paid? They keep doing it. You sample a song that's already got a sample in it. Like, guys, we always use How Deep Is Your Love. You can go sample How Deep Is Your Love. Don't sample 25 Lighters, dumbass.
Well, How Deep Is Your Love, they done put that on about over 100 records.
And it's still available for you to go and sample the original. You don't sample one that's already sampled where other people get, you're not going to get paid for it. The person that made it ain't even going to get paid for it. If you sampling this song, that's this
so
song,
know,
and the original song is this song.
You know what made me mad? When I heard, and I was a ghetto boy, I was a diehard ghetto boy still to this day. Because one of the songs I used to have, always had to play back in the day was Mind Playing Tricks on Me. But guess what? One day I played it for y'all on the show. One day I'm sitting there listening to the radio, and I hear it, bing, bing, in it. I'm like, man, who the hell is that? And I'm like, man. So I go to Who Sample Who, and I'm like, who the ghetto boy sample Mind Playing Tricks on Me? It's like Isaac Hayes hung up on my baby, so... Then I go to YouTube and I go play Isaac Hayes Hung Up On My Baby. I'm like, oh, man. I'm thinking that was just one of the coldest beats. But I loved it because, see, when I came in the game of music, my first sample was Teddy Pendergrass. It was like a 13. I sampled it for like 13 minutes. And we rapped. It was a whole gang of us rapping in the garage over that Teddy Pendergrass sample. So, what is it? Dun, 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 dun. I got so much love to give. I give it all to you. So I stand for that. So that would made me.
Another one I liked it. That it was sampled at heart. I think it's called Mr. Magic. It ain't got no words to it. I know y'all know it. It's a straight instrumental. It got
you
no words to it.
Mr.
No, what? Dun, dun. Dun 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 dun.
Oh, you talking about that's not Barry White, it's that other guy. He used to be around the time Barry White was what you call it. That's Duke, what's that boy's name? His name is something Duke. George Duke. That's George Duke. And he's got that saxophone finish. Yeah, that's George Duke. I know what you're talking about. I think Big Daddy Kane and him did it back in the day. Yeah, but see, that's why I'm ahead on that music, so I'd be like, yeah, I know where that sound would come from. That's why I heard Big X the Plug. Everybody, oh, Big X the Plug. I said, no, all he did was sample the first few seconds of Whispers. And the beat goes on. When it first comes on, you got that. Danny. It's always, tin, 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 Danny. That horn, tin, tin, tin. That's all he did.
So look, I found it, y'all.
Who did we got down there? Real Ravi?
What's going on with you, man?
Yeah. Where
so
is
look,
bro?
I found it. This song been sampled 59 times.
Okay.
That they got here. The Mr. Magic, the Grover Washington Jr., straight instrumental.
Grover Washington Jr., that's it.
59 times.
Okay, that's
when
who it
people,
is.
And I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, rappers have done this song, singers have done this, and I know somewhere along the line, somebody had went back and sampled one of the songs that's already made when they could have just went back like the other smart people and got the original, because it was an instrumental in the first place. That's it.
Yeah, I was thinking George. I knew it started with a G, but I was like, George Duke, but that's not George Duke. It's George, you watch. You correct me right. Because I go to Who Sample Who. That's what I go to. I go to Who Sample Who to tell me when the last time it was sampled. And I do that for artists so I know it can be cleared. Because if I see five or six artists got the song, it means it can be cleared.
No, I was listening to you. That's how I found it.
I'm a fan of that now. That's how I do. I find out who the publishing is, and if I know it's Warner or Sony Music Publishing or Universal Music Publishing Group, I'm like, hey, I can call them, do the email, and get you that song clear. And then I can tell you what the price is going to be. So that's what I try to do for artists, so they don't just go put it out there. You put it out there, and you think they ain't going to let you get hot and sue you, shit, boy, before you can get home and put goddamn ramen noodles on the stove, motherfucker going to knock at your door with a letter, see you in court Monday. Yeah. You see what Boosie doing? Everybody, all them publishing checks done dried up. Them folks want some money.
Yeah.
Man. Well, yeah. But if you play it over though, you ain't got to pay as much as if you just use the actual sample. So a lot of folks be playing stuff over so they don't have to pay as much, but you're gonna have to pay something.
Well, the deal is, if you got the same musical composition, which is what it's going to be, then they still going to get a lawyer and say, well, they still took my musical composition notes when it's only 9 notes, I think, in the scale or whatever, and 9 or 12, I forgot how many it is. But then you're going to be saying, what's it called? That's why E-40 says interpolation on all this stuff. But they still had to pay a percentage out. You know, so that's why they try to always negotiate the deal. Because whenever Ice Nim did one music note and got sued off that Ice Baby, the original went doom, 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 and he just added one note, doom, 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 like that. And still got sued.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a tricky game. Like I say, a lot of people will do like this. Okay,
hold on, we got.
I'm going to get Howard Hewitt to come sing on the hook. Even though it's a new song, I'm going to get Howard Hewitt to come sing on the hook so he can get some money as a songwriter to my new song, and then it's easier on my pocket. If I just go step Howard Hewitt and don't have him on the song singing, bringing him back out on the stage, then, hell, he's going to go for the charter.
Mm-hmm. That's smart. You better go find Howard Hewitt. If you want to say this is for the lover and you show rights, it's a way better if you cut the original artist back in, because it's like them releasing another single on their own.
It's bring them life, you know, because then they're like, man, I can go on tour with you about 5 cities, make my face known.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. 100% right. Hell, sometimes it bring the artists back. It bring the old school artists back on their own. They start going on old school tours and releasing new music and stuff. So it's a way to do everything.
Tell you what.
Somebody can make some money.
If it's Howard, though.
Go ahead, Rev.
If it's the artist, don't own the publishing to the record, because Howard Hewitt was signed to Solar, Dick Griffey. Dick Griffey owned the publishing. Unless Howard somehow found how to get his rights back to his stuff, but you would have to pay Solar Records, Dick Griffey, whoever. Dick Griffey passed away now, so you would have to pay whoever is in charge of the estate for Dick Griffey if Howard doesn't have his copyrights at this time.
Well, your property's going to come back to you after 20 years. It's going to come back to you after 20 years.
Well, that's what they say. That's what they say, but ain't none of them got their shit back yet.
If they don't know how to go get it, it's simple.
it's supposed to come back, but I think it was supposed to be 2023, but I think now it's 2024. But there's certain things you got to do to still get your rights to your records.
Only that, you got to buy them back. That's what Drake had. Well, Drake didn't do it. Lil Wayne sold Drake and Nicki Minaj's catalogs for $100 million. So they'll try to charge Drake $200 million for his goddamn music back.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all know a while back Anita Baker had asked the fans to stop streaming her music? Because they wouldn't give her back her publishing and stuff like that. She had literally asked people to please stop playing the music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, I heard that she got her shit back.
Yep, and it took MC Light 30 years to get her name back. She couldn't use her name on no endorsement deals until 30 years. She just got it back last year.
Situations. Is what you call desperate artists. They were just trying to get their music out. They wasn't really knowing the business. So that's how you know.
You got to realize
nobody
knew it. Just getting started in the 80s.
Well, no,
so
people knew the business. People knew the business. Everybody didn't get done. I'm done in like that. Some of them know the business.
Who knew the business in the 80s?
Easy knew the business.
Easy.
So anything in
Easy
them, yeah,
the
Easy.
Business.
Yeah, he did. That's how he got all the money. Yeah, he knew the business, and that's how he got all his money for N.W.A. It wasn't Jerry Heller. Jerry Heller was just a manager. He fired Jerry Heller.
I know, but
I'm telling you, Easy knew the business and got his money. That's why he started selling out of his trunk at the Compton swap meet, bro. I'm telling you what I know.
Remember, they was at McCullough Records, their first label they signed to.
No, but that's not where the money went to, though. That's not none of that happened.
No,
Easy got all of his money.
So Jerry Heller, knowing that he
Jerry Heller was a manager. He was a manager.
Right.
He wasn't the owner of Ruthless, though. He had no ownership in Ruthless. He was the manager.
The percentage he got when he walked into Priority, he got 60%.
No. He didn't get nothing off of Ruthless Records, though. He was a manager.
So, what did they say? He was messing them over.
That's why I choose
like
Jerry Heller was messing them over.
No, because Easy was trying to sign them as the manager to Ice Cube and the DOC and all them. And that's why they didn't sign the contract. It wasn't he. Jerry didn't own no part of Ruthless.
No, he negotiated the deal with Priority where he got 60%.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't do any of that. That was Easy that got that money. He went over there and negotiated a contract for the manager, a manager percentage. Yeah, he had nothing to do with none of that. And by that time, when he went and negotiated with Priority, Easy already knew Big Bass Brian. Brian was the one that was running Priority Records, the same dude that had the Master and Company on Sunset. But Brian was dying. Yeah.
Big Bass Brian Gardner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of artists that knew that game, you know, and not everybody knew the game. Like even Jay King knew the game. He didn't get ran over. He Warner Brothers had to pay him, and you know what I'm saying. And so
Jay
Dick
King
Griffey,
was screwing his artists. That's what we talked about the other day. He's screwing his artists.
No, he didn't screw his artists. He just didn't tell his artists about how to go get their publishing and stuff. But that ain't his job. if you're doing records, you're supposed to know how to get your own publishing. So they blame Jay King because they didn't know how to go get their money. It wasn't his job to go tell them.
Well,
you know, a lot of people got mad at, see, when you don't know the business, you always get mad at who can get paid, who got paid. But it's not their fault that you don't know your business and how to keep 100% of your publishing. That's not the people's fault. You're supposed to know how to go down there and get your own entertainment lawyer, go down there and have your own 100% of publishing, whether it's ASCAP or BMI. You know, that's not nobody's fault. So they get mad at Jay because he got paid and nobody else didn't. But he didn't stop them from going to get their stuff. They signed the contract, and that was their fault.
Yeah, well, see, the deal is when you were a singer, you just getting in front of the mic going in and recording, and you're not the business side of the business. The business
right.
side of the business, if he's not fair, he's going to be shamed. So by
That's
you
right.
being an artist, they told Reb Ali right now, I just said earlier on the show, they said, Reb Ali, we got $1 million deal right now. You ain't never seen $1 million in your life. And you signed.
Shit, yes, I have.
Against your masters, right? For
no,
two
no, you. But I'm not that stupid though, because I know how to keep 100% of your publishing is where your money's at. You don't never supposed to give up any part of your publishing. I knew that at 17.
Yeah, but if
so that's
saying,
why,
you're not gonna
that's
do
why
that.
You never heard. That's why you never heard of Rev Ali, because I wasn't stupid enough to go do records with folks and knowing that they was trying to make you give up some of your publishing. I would never
well, okay.
give up 100. None of my publishing. I got 100%.
Okay, Rev. Now you're that smart, right? I got one for you. So why did Ice Cube give up the Friday brand to Warner Brothers?
Why did Ice Cube give up what?
He gave up the brand of Friday to Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owned the Friday franchise. That way he couldn't do a Friday 4.
No,
because
he was
going to put one out.
Well, they wasn't going to put one out, but he didn't lose no money on it. He was putting up his own money to push those
yeah,
Friday
but see,
films.
Warner Brothers is the one in charge. They bought the Friday franchise. So you think by you, like you said, knowing the business, that he said, no, this is my storyline. This is my franchise. But he didn't. So that's why he couldn't put another one out, because you read it.
But not on Warner Brothers, but he can put movies out still.
He can't put Friday franchises out.
I believe he did. But he did next Friday.
No, he couldn't do no more. He wanted to do one before everybody died, and they said no. Warner Brothers said no. And they were like, why you ain't putting that on your own? I see, we said, man, they own the goddamn name. I can't put a Friday out without getting sued.
Hold on a bit.
But if I buy the name Reb Ali, you can't put it on a goddamn box of cereal.
Well, you know, it's like I said, when you do your business, you got to do your business. But he put his own money up for those movies.
It's not going to matter. Warner Brothers sits up there and throws you a van to shoot them movies like they did the first one, then he's ass out after that. Because they say, this is what we want. We want to buy the title of that series of Fridays. And when they buy that, contractually, unless they want to let you release another movie, you can't do nothing.
Well, I mean, shit, hey, man, that's people with their business of how they're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't do that type of stuff, though, whatever goes on. But I'm sure there's more to it than what we're saying.
At the NWA, you would think he was smart.
No,
right?
He is smart because he got the big three, and he didn't sign nothing with the NBA. And they wanted to buy into that. He didn't let them buy into nothing.
Yeah, but you know what the NBA did? They told all the TV stations don't air none of his goddamn shows of the big three.
But they can't do that though, because it's too late, because it's already big.
He's suing now behind that.
No, he ain't suing them. He didn't let them in. He didn't let them in at all. That's why they mad. They trying to blackball him, but they can't, because it's too late. He got all them ex basketball players already signed in, and he got all them ex basketball player coaches already coaching.
I know, but the TV stations, what you call the NBA, told all the major networks, hey, don't air the
They
big
can't
three.
Do that, though. They can't. They can do it, but that don't mean the TV stations did it.
That's why he got mad in Memphis, because didn't nobody show up to the Big Three game. It's like hell. They couldn't advertise it on TV to let everybody know Ice Cube Big Three gonna be here in Memphis at the FedEx Forum.
We can sit here and speculate all day now, but we don't really know what kind of business they did. So you know, people just going on whatever they think.
He's suing the NBA right now. Yeah, he's suing the NBA because he said y'all blackballed me. Y'all sold all the major networks.
Yeah, but see, you understand when they be talking, they don't be really saying what it really is though. Because if you got lawsuits, you ain't supposed to be running your mouth. So they be detouring people that's looking at YouTube videos. That's what I'm saying. They all detour though. When you running your mouth, people detour. They detour the real information. They're not really telling you what's going on, man.
So
they don't really be saying what's going on because they be running their mouth too much. So if they running their mouth, you got to know that some of it ain't true.
See, right here, the NBA is under investigation by the Fed for allegations league work to throw Ice Cube Big Three basketball league. So that's why they getting sued, because they were like telling the major networks don't broadcast his Big Three. So if they don't show it on TV, then he can't get advertisement dollars, because guess what? Nobody's watching except for the people in purpose. And you can't watch it on TV. So
I just seen the Big Three game about last month. So all the stations ain't went on it.
Well, I mean, they try to sit up there and do that to all the major networks. That's why IQ is what I'm reading the article right now. I seen it when IQ was doing the deal. He's talking about his lawsuit. It's messed up that they would do something like that, and when they bigger than you, that's what they can do.
They ain't bigger than him, because if they was bigger than him, they wouldn't told those stations don't play his stuff. If they was bigger than him, they wouldn't have said nothing.
He read this. Here it goes. The league was most recently broadcast on CBS and Paramount. The DOJ investigation launched months ago.
Yeah.
The Big Three league launched in 2007, comprised of retired, what you call someone. However, according to TMZ, both NBA players and referees have allegedly been prevented from participating in the league. And then they tried to sit up there and block the networks that was airing it from airing it.
Yeah.
So he had to go see it in live.
But
so that's why he's
well, that's I know, but you know, and I know, you know better than that, Mr. Everywhere. If you got a lawsuit, they're not disclosing what's really happening out there in the ads or in the publication. That's you can't do that. You automatically lose your case.
Well, he did it. Unfortunate.
No, he said something, but see, when you say stuff, you only can say whatever your attorney says you can say. You can't say other stuff. So what he's saying is nothing to lose his case. What he's saying is just some of what happened, but he can't go into the ins and outs of what really is going on, because it's a lawsuit.
Yeah, I just hate they would do that to him, because he wasn't doing no harm. But
the media is the devil, man. They'll take any story and run with it and twist it and turn it just like the Bible.
That's just like a WWF. They went and bought WCW wrestling and then shut them down. Remember that? They bought all that and then shut them down.
But if
they
it was a lawsuit, but like I said, we don't really never know. What they put out, that's not what it all entails, though. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they got out there for people to read, like me and you, we don't know nothing about that stuff. They just saying whatever they think they can say and whatever they do. But there's always a real truth behind all that, and we'll never know that.
Yep. Anybody got any input on that, Sweet Pea?
Mm-mm. I'm just listening, soaking up the game.
That's why I
said artists,
own your
publishing,
own your
master. You need to own your own everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm here.
I don't want to say too much.
I'm here.
Go ahead. Hello.
Well, you're doing good.
Y'all doing good.
Yeah. So if you don't own it,
I mean,
you don't own your master.
Well, y'all ain't heard me say, y'all don't listen to me no goddamn way.
We listen to you here.
Y'all listen to me no damn way here.
You snore for 45 minutes and we listen to you.
Amen, man.
We listen to you for 38 till we put you on timeout.
Well, I appreciate y'all for giving me the timeout. I wish y'all give me another time out here for about 15, 20 minutes. Let me run
you
after
the
week
over there. Get you a timeout. You got you the freak of the week over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I don't do no freaking. No freaking.
No,
I'm a Muslim. I mean, I'm a black Buddhist. I mean, sensei.
Oh, what?
The problem.
Hey, I got one thing to say.
Sensei.
See, I read that article, and I posted it also on my deal the other day. The black guy that made all them movies like The Jefferson and Good Times and all that, he made all them movies and was homeless. Guess why? He didn't get no royalties off the movies. He made all them black shows, Sanford and Son, all them shows in the 70s, and he didn't get no royalties. He didn't know the game.
Yeah. Everybody needs to know the game about everything that they doing, anything that you put your name on. You need to know. You need to find out if it's going to be something on the back end. It's all just up front. Well, you need to find a way so you can get something on the back end yourself. You better sell some shirts. You better sell some coffee cups. You better do something. Shit.
Yeah, Red Riley, you better get your trademark on that pee in the jar now. Get your trademark.
Oh, no.
I want you to be on Vlad TV talking about Vlad, they stole my pee.
Enough. Enough.
No, no. See now, the show is over.
You know, I got to make that joke up. That's what we talked about the other day. We talked about that. Why I like that. You're going to talk about that pee.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Well, that's almost our time, man. Appreciate y'all for showing up and showing out. And I look forward to y'all tomorrow night. We're going to be in the house again, you know what I'm saying? I know I missed last night, but I'm the Cowboy playing tomorrow. No, they play Sunday. They play Sunday. And we'll be on here tomorrow then, y'all. My house fell out in the background, but we'll be here tomorrow. Tuning things up. I got some new artists coming through. We're going to be pulling songs through. I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, is Miss Brown Sugar tomorrow night. Southern Soul single. I'll be in the house with us, man. So let's try to show her some love. Some of that natural True West love. Mm-hmm. And we're going to let you go ahead and enjoy the rest of your night.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
You hear the truth.
Enjoy your night.
We'll catch y'all tomorrow.
See y'all later, mate.
Good night, y'all.